Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, taste and see. The Lord is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed is the man, the woman, the boy. Hallelujah, the girl that trusts in him. Good morning, Father. Hallelujah. Good morning, Son. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My whole God, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. For the Lord God has done great things. He has done mighty things. Oh, the Lord is our keeper. He is the shade upon our right hand. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Safe is the man that trusts in him. Secure is the man that trusts in him. Gracious Father, This morning, God, we need your attention, Lord. We need your hand of mercy, Lord. We need your angels of protection, God. We need thee. Oh, we need thee, God. Every hour, we need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Lord, we're coming to you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, taste and see. God is great. God is greatly to be praised. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We place our lives in your hands this morning. We place the people of God in your hands this morning. We place those who are lost and need to be found in your hands this morning. We place this world where it already is in your hands this morning, God. And we give up everything in ourselves and relinquish all authority of who we are or who we desire to be. We relinquish it to the Holy Spirit. We say amen, amen. And amen this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just take a moment and just marinate on God this morning. Think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. He's done so many things. He's done great things, marvelous things. And I know in a time where it seems like this world is at unrest, it is, but we know that God is still on the throne. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This morning, we just want to approach to talk about the fact that many of us, if not all of us, are wrestling with weakness. And if we're not wrestling with weakness at this time, we have some at some point in our lives. If we're not wrestling with weakness at this very moment, we may again at some point in our lives. Wrestling with weakness this morning. But I'm here to tell you we don't have to. Because vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He says that he's a keeper. God doesn't lie to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We're looking at 1 John this morning, the 4th chapter. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And at first through the 6 verses, we're going to share with you, says, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Listen carefully. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. We've heard that scripture before. We've heard a rendition or a perspective that says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Verse 5 says, they are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world. And the world listens to them. Verse 6, however, says, we are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Thank you, God. 1 John, the fourth chapter, the first through the sixth verses. Amen. Let us go ahead and share Ephesians 6 and 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Thank you, Lord. The word of God for the people of God. We will be going back and sharing just a little bit if God allows that. Thank you, Lord, from Ecclesiastes 3. But this morning, we just want to speak to our hearts, our minds, and our spirits this morning, wrestling with weakness. Wrestling with weakness, y'all. Dealing with things that cause us to react, to be anxious, to anticipate. Wrestling with weakness. Anything that's not strong in God is weakness. Wrestling with our flesh. Wrestling with the thought of the things happening even in our flesh. The things going on around us in this world right now. I have to tell you, these things didn't just start because there is nothing new under the sun. And I'm sure many of you agree this morning that, yes, this has been going on, that has been going on all of our lives. But guess what? It's been going on longer than our lives. It's been going on forever and ever, since the first day that man sinned and corrupted God's plan for us. These things have been happening. Prejudices, yes. Racism, yes. Not just of the black race. And I know that's most of our concern this morning. But as people of God, we are to be concerned about all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I went through Facebook just a little while and I had to get off. I have to do that. And I was looking for hope. For the people, looking to see if anybody felt like there is hope in a time like this. And see, what I saw was people wrestling with weakness, not understanding that greater is God in us than God, oh my God, than that thing that is in the world. Greater is God in us because God is love. Thank you, Lord. And we are love. Thank you, God. God is love. Thank you, Jesus. And love conquers all. Wrestling with weakness. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Yes, people have opinions. People are going to have opinions. People are going to throw in their 2 cents here and their 4 cents there. But you've got to be sure and very sure that you're listening with the ear of God. Listening. Thank you, Lord, if I may say with some common sense. God is a God of common sense. With a peace, God is not the author of confusion. And yes, things have been done to our children, to our ancestors, to our grandparents, to our mothers, to our fathers. And we see the attack. We understand this thing. We don't understand why it's happening or why who does it chooses to do it. But I can tell you why it's happening. Because the enemy is prevalent. Oh my God. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Thank you, Lord. Do not believe everything you read, everything you hear. Everything they say, but believe on God. You're wrestling with weakness. Yes, Pastor wrestles with weakness. Sometimes I want to get angry, but if I could go to Ecclesiastes 3 and I'll just mention it. It says, it reminds us to everything there is a season. We are in this period until God moves. But how does God move? If we can push past that weakness in us and begin to cry out, he says, if my people called by my name humble themselves, let's be honest out there, world, how many of us, even people of God, saints of God, church members, how many of us are humbling ourselves and praying? Yes, some of us are doing it. I read some posts from Facebook. There was one. Somebody said, where's Oprah, T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, Joel Osteen, Cornel West, Jesse Jackson, Eric Dyson? Why is nobody asking where is God? Where do we call on him? You cannot rely on man to change or fix this thing. Thank you, Lord. I'm probably not going to make some folks happy this morning. But my strength is in his joy. His joy. Let us make him happy. Let us make him content. Let him lead, oh God, be able to rely on us, to rely on him. We're wrestling this morning with our weakness. Our weakness is our flesh. Our weakness is our mind. I've told you before that our mind is the battlefield of spiritual warfare. My God. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many of our brothers and sisters, and yes, they are, if we are of God, our brothers and sisters of other races, and I'm saying other races, I'm an African-American, I'm a black woman. Thank you, God. But I am a woman of God. I have declared and decreed that for God I live, and for God I will die. There are people within our race, in other races, people around this world, who are listening to false spirits, false doctrine. Jim Jones, false doctrine. Hitler, false doctrine. I can go back in history. Jesus, Pontius Pilate, false doctrine. Giving into the weakness of the mind, the weakness of what we see around us. We've got to be strong. We've got to come together, but we've got to come together in God. We've got to protest. In our prayers, if a protest is going to take your life and it's not you protesting for God, then God have mercy on you. Thank you, Lord. I wasn't even going there this morning, but God. For God we live. You, dear children, are from God. And you've overcome those false spirits. You are above that. You are not better than, but you are above that. You have overcome them. Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Let us pray. Somebody's saying right now in the spirit, I hear it, the devil is a liar. Prayer does change things. Prayer does move the heart of God. I've lived it and I've seen it move. The things that are happening in this world, the racism, the just disrespect for life, period. Period. We cannot put this thing in a box, people. We can't put this in a box and say, okay, it's about them and us. It's about us and them. Guess what? It's about God and Satan. That's the warfare that's taking place. That war has been going on and it's going to keep going on until Christ comes back. But I need to remind you while you're wrestling with your weakness that God has already conquered. Doesn't seem like it, but he has. God has already conquered. God has already promised. He is going to make good on his promise. But don't you get caught up in your weakness, wrestling with it, that you get caught up and you lose your life and you lose your life and you lose your life, not under the hand of God, not saved by the Lord. Don't you mess around and go out there to protest and you are not covered by the blood of Jesus, that you are now my God. Yes, many men and women of God have gone out. They have joined the marches. This has been for centuries now. This has been for a long time now. But I guarantee you, those who fell under the covering and anointing of God will not stay down. But if you mess around and go out there with your weak flesh, your weakness that you're dealing with, your mind is wrapped up in this thing, I'm just looking and listening. Somebody said on Facebook several times, if you're silent, then you're accepting it. The devil is a liar this morning. You see, Ecclesiastes 3 tells us to everything there's a season. There is a time to speak and there's a time to be silent. So for those who are being silent in prayer and you're waiting until God tells you it's time for you to say something, you stay right there where God told you to be. You see, oh my God, and this just dropped in my spirit from a while ago, and there was a, I just need to make y'all understand the mob effect. Lord God, where are we going with this? You see, in the effect of a mob, a spirit is unsettled. In the presence of a mob, a spirit is rallying, you see. And even if that group that gathered didn't start out as a mob, they came peaceful, they came for an idea, they came to bring understanding, all it takes is for one corrupt seed to begin to flow through that thing. It takes one corrupt seed to begin to whisper in someone's ear, to get a reaction. It takes one corrupt seed. One corrupt seed, one seed that does not believe God, one seed to be among, oh my God, the people of God even. God showed me spiritual warfare so long ago. I don't profess to be a prophetess, but I know when I hear from God. God said in my spirit years ago, in the midst of it, that, oh my God, in the midst of an argument, he said, be quiet. Just hush. And when you go back, and each of you can attest to this, whether you know it or not, go back and reflect on any type of argument that you've had. And when you go back to that person, if you've got enough God in you to go back, and you're trying to fix that thing and make it right, you begin to talk, and you begin to say, no, I didn't say that. Oh, yes, you did. I heard it. Well, you said no. Let me tell you that in the midst of that spiritual warfare, this might be too deep for some of you this morning. In the midst of that spiritual warfare, when the spirits of the enemy begin to antagonize, to aggravate and agitate, he begins, his imps, to throw in comments, to throw in things that you hear, and you hear stuff coming out of the person that you're communicating with, or they hear stuff coming from you that you declare and decree before the Lord, I would never say that. Spiritual warfare, because now your mind is focused on that angry peace. So even when you go out in peace, know that the enemy is still ready for warfare. Put on your whole armor of God today. Make sure that you put on the helmet of salvation. It's okay if you walk silently, if you protest quietly. It's okay. Yes, they burned down our stuff. They killed and they lynched. But does that mean you have to do it? Somebody's not going to like what God is saying this morning. Thank you, Jesus. My husband left home yesterday. I was compelled by the Holy Spirit. Stop and pray for him and over him. He was going to be riding down the highway with my brother and another brother. Yes, I think about these things. Oh, God. But mighty to the pulling down of strongholds is God. Mighty to the pulling down of strongholds is God. Stop. Look and listen before you move, because you're wrestling with weakness. You're wrestling with flesh. Thank you, God, for our struggle. Ephesians 6 and 12 tells us is not against flesh and blood. It's against the rulers. Listen carefully now. Don't take that little piece and say, yeah, we got to go against the rulers. Yeah, we got to go against the authorities. It says, but against the rulers, against the authorities. But it continues, it says, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil, even in the heavenly realms. Sit right there, Elder. Even in the heavenly realms. I want you to read that for yourself. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. If evil is abounding in the heavenly realms, you know it's abounding right here on earth. Satan and his angels are still fighting the angels of God, still trying to get through, still trying to tear it up. We are not going to leave ourselves wrestling with weakness. Why? Because you, dear children, are from God, and you've overcome these things. The one who is in you, greater is he, God, in you than he that is in the world. There is nothing in this world greater than God. There is no pain greater than God. There is no murder greater than God. There are no tears greater than God. Well, why we got to deal with this right now? Why do we have to go through this right now? Lord Jesus, who God, remember, they are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world. Don't get it twisted. I'm not talking about any specific person. I'm talking about those influenced by the enemy. I'm talking about the devil straight up. If you influenced by the devil, I don't care what color you are. I'm talking about you this morning. You are influenced. But the word says they are from the world and therefore they speak from the viewpoint of the world. Who's going to speak from the viewpoint of God? When they speak from the viewpoint of the world, the anger, the hatred, whatever is going on, the world listens to them. But it says we are from God. And whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. That means you're not going to listen to sound doctrine. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Is the spirit of truth in you this morning, or is the spirit of falsehood there this morning? If the spirit of falsehood is abounding, you need to seek God now so that the spirit of truth might be relinquished. Thank you, Lord. Something on Facebook said, if you are neutral in situations, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. Don't confuse neutral with being still and knowing he's God. I told you last week, didn't know we were coming to this. I don't jump just because things move. But it doesn't mean I'm not engaged. It doesn't mean I'm not concerned. It doesn't mean I'm not involved. Somebody needs to hear this morning, because somebody needs to be encouraged that just because you didn't jump, it doesn't mean you're not concerned. It doesn't mean, oh God. And if you did jump, if you did post, it's okay. Get your feelings out. But make sure that you are not building up the anxiety. Make sure, oh God, somebody's not going to like this morning. One of our sons posted in the midst of this COVID something to the effect that it's only a statistic until it's someone in your family. Take your family personal. Pray over your sons and daughters. Pray over your husbands and wives. Pray over your mothers and fathers. Pray over your uncles and your aunts, your nieces and your nephews. Pray over them. Show them how to pray. Many of our generation have are lost. They don't know how to pray. They don't know what it means to go to God in prayer. They don't know what it means to communicate with him. They want the world to hear them. Let God hear you and let God abide. Let God stand firm before you and for you. I believe and I trust that if God tells me to go out, that God is going to cover me, keep me, and bring me back in. That's how I strongly believe that this morning. I can't make you believe anything. All I can do is tell you who God is and what God is able to do. And if you look back in your lives, you already see when you lost that person closest to you, how you didn't think it was going to be another day that you could make it. But God brought you through. He brought you forward. And he's not left us. And he's not going to leave us. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But you have to understand that this word that God speaks is for his children. Those who trust and believe. Christ came to save the sinner. The lost. I'm so glad he came to save me. I'm so glad God felt it not robbery in my mess to save me. And each of us needs to take that personal this morning. I'm so glad about it, that God in his most infinite wisdom knows the havoc that's being wreaked in this world right now. He knows everything going on. But he also knows the plot of the enemy. And that brings me to this, Lord. Our mayor was on yesterday. Thank you, God. And I just happened to turn the channel. Thank you, Lord. Speaking to a march that was planned today in this city. I don't know who out there is listening, but you need to pass the word. If you didn't see it, you need to go to Mayor Van Johnson's page and you need to listen, because there was a march that was planned. You see, when people are being called thugs, those who have the thuggish life, they are thugs. White, black, brown, Spanish, whatever, Italian, whatever. If you are, that's you. But when people are being called thugs, or when people are known to be thugs, let me put it that way, that's the life they lead. I hope you really understand this morning. But Mayor Johnson on yesterday employed us as he addressed some things, that this march that was supposedly planned by Black Lives Matter wasn't planned by Black Lives Matter. That a Caucasian man planned this, and with ill intent, I'm sure. God forgive me if I'm not. But you see, when that's that mob mentality I started off talking about, when things come and they look like peace, and they look like they're okay, and because our minds and hearts are already anxious and things are going on in us, we've got to calm down. People begin to go towards it. You see, and I thank God for whoever recognized it and reached out to the mayor, and they investigated, you see. They looked for evidence, you see, to see what was really going on. And when they found facts, then they publish those facts. We're going to be praying for this city, for this county, for this state, this country, this world. Because at 2 o'clock p.m. today, our mayor is going to lead the march. And he said it's going to be led in peace. I just want to be real with us this morning. This is really a courageous conversation this morning. So we've got to join together and make sure that every bad seed is weeded out, because it doesn't take but one. We're going to join together in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. We're going to let the officers in blue do what they are supposed to do. We're going to stand and understand that today they are standing with you, not against you, because the enemy is already plotting that in the spirit of somebody, I'm telling you. Recognize the devil for who he is. Cover Mayor Johnson today, God. Cover his life right now. Even comments to his post. Negativity is of the enemy. Everybody is not looting or being violent. That is the picture the media wants to paint. We want justice. That's a Facebook post. Yes, we want justice. We want justice. We want justice. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I'm going to Ecclesiastes, and I'm almost done, because I got to give you this. We want justice. That's the picture the media wants to paint, that everybody is looting or being violent. And a lot of the looters and the people that are starting violence, see, it takes one. And that one might not even be a part of your group. That one might not even be a part of what you stand for. But it takes one. Actually, it takes two. Because that one kicks it off. And if that second person engages, then there it goes, spreading like a wildfire. Wrestling with weakness, because that one who was weak enough to do it engaged one more who was weak enough to hear it and to join in. because one bottle is thrown at one policeman, and that person that threw the bottle was weak, and that policeman, come on God, was weak and began to shoot or to pepper spray. This is real talk this morning. This is what we started with, but God says we've got to be wise. Be wise. The enemy wants you to not be wise. He wants you to give in. I love my brothers, my children, all of our sons, from Bill, God, Jesus, to Kyle, Joshua, Jacob, Trey, James. We love our sons. Our husbands, Arthur, Harold, we love our husbands, William, Lord Jesus, Craig, we love our husbands, our sons, Ricky, we love our children, but we can only conquer this thing through the power of the Almighty God. Don't you cut God short. Don't you count him out. Because if you walk out there, you go out there, and you go wrong, I promise you, I can't promise you. I promise you, that wasn't a mishap, that I can't promise you that you're going to come back right. If God says go, I'll go. Pray over your children. Anoint your children. Make sure your household is right with your children. And that goes to each and every one out there. Everyone. In the name of Jesus, stop wrestling with your weakness. Your weakness is your flesh. Your weakness is your... Stop wrestling with your own weakness. Hurt is a weakness for us. Pain is a weakness for us. But God is able to take away the pain. God is able to lift us up. God is able to abound, but only if we let him abound. My God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, when I rose, Lord, I didn't have no doubt. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, God. Wrestling with our own weakness. Let me read this one more time. Everybody is not looting or being violent. That is the picture the media wants to paint. We want justice. And with that, I'm going to have to go to Ecclesiastes. I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes 3. Oh my God, 14 and 15. 14 and 15. But let me just mention this. 14 and 15. Go ahead and hear it. Hear it, hear it, hear it. Thank you, Lord. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Oh, my God. Whatever is has already been, and what will be has been before. And God will call the past to account. God will do it. Everything that's going on, they're going to give an account for. You have to believe that this morning. They're going to give an account for. And the account they give is going to be, oh my God, so much more worse than any account man can hold them to. If they go to jail for murder, if they go to jail for lynching, if they go to jail for stealing, if they go to jail for looting, God, oh my God, there is an account that has to be given before God. And every man, woman, boy, and girl must stand before him for themselves. Every one of us will stand before the judge. Every one of us will be judged. Thank you, Lord. And it's going to be greater than any judgment that this world can ever give. My God, my God. Christ said it on the cross. Why hast thou forsaken me? Many of us are crying that out right now. But Christ understood even in his spirit. His flesh was crying out. See, his flesh was in weakness because his flesh was brutalized, because his flesh had been torn down. We get torn down and we become weak. But we've got to stay steadfast, unmovable, and abound in the work of the Lord, because as much as we know, our work is not in vain in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Allow him, I say, allow him to direct your path. Again, greater is he in you than he who is in the world. What then shall we say? Romans 8:31. In response to these things, if God is for us, come on, y'all, who can be against us? If God is for us. So you got to make sure and very sure you on his side. So he can be on your side. If God is for us, who can be against us? Isaiah 54:17. But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to curse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication, he says, will come from me. And listen to what God says. I, the Lord, have spoken. Ah, that's what God says. I believe God. This is so amazing. Christ says he came to bring abundant life. It says in John 10:10, the thief, that's that thief in that crowd that gets it, that turns that peaceful rally, that peaceful march into a mob. That's the thief. In John 10:10, it says he comes to steal and kill and destroy. But Christ says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest. Have life and have it more abundantly. So here's the bad news for the enemy, you see. While he's rallying up, he's got the, oh my God, the people bashing, the people killing. Yes, I know. While he's got that man's knee on that man's neck. But while he's also got that young man that pulls that trigger and shoots that person through the heart. While the enemy has, oh God, that molester who is raping that child. See, it's so much more going on in this world. While the enemy has that serial rapist that hasn't been caught. While the enemy has that serial killer that never got caught. He died before they found out who he was. God, there's greater news. There's greater news. There's greater news. The greatest news is that Jesus is actually way more powerful than the enemy is. And he is for you. The bad news is the enemy is after something. You need to know this morning. He's after you. And he's trying to ruin you. Don't let him ruin you. Don't let him take you out because he gets into your emotions, wrestling with your mind. Be very careful of the trap that's being set. See, there's a spiritual trap being set in the midst of all this physical stuff, in the midst of all this emotional stuff. There is a spiritual trap being set for you. The enemy is stirring up unrest. Thank you, God. And the people of God are being pulled into an emotional yet spiritual battle. The war is very real. But vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I'm leaving you with this. Whatever's going on around you, you need to bloom. You need to bloom. You need to grow. Grow in grace. Grow in spirit. Grow with the Lord. And I wrote this little thing here. It says, bloom where you are planted. Our location does not control our effectiveness. Our position does not control our purpose. Our significance to this world does not control our destiny. Our ability to see beyond ourselves and see our purpose is vital to our very existence. We are where our assignment is. Our self-worth can never be connected to anybody's status. Our self-worth can never be connected to anyone else's situation. We are where our assignment is. Success will come through change, and change will come only in and through God. So bloom where you're planted. Change the world you're in by connecting with God. Though we cannot change the things that have happened, we have a God who can change things in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Behold that good and faithful servants. I will make you rulers over many things. So you can stop today wrestling with your weakness and allow me to lead your path. Amen. Come on, give him a praise wherever you are right now. Father, we thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify you.